Hey guys, my name is Musa. I'm here to speak about a topic that I've been researching on for quite some time, which is religion and secularism in Western societies. I'm 18 years old, and this is a topic I've been researching on, I would say, since I was 16, about there. And so I reached out to Lottie a few weeks ago and asked if I could speak on it, and she was more than happy to welcome me onto the podcast. And I am happy to be here. I do hope one or two people can learn or take away something from it. And it would just be lovely to continue this discussion, whether it's in my personal messages or on the comments or anywhere else, you know. So I'm just going to dive right into the topic and give a brief summary of what I intend to talk about during the introduction. And yeah. So when we look at a lot of the youth today, we see probably what can be described as a moral confusion, as what once protected them starts to fade away, which is religion. So a Pew Research Center poll that was done in 2019 stated this, that the religiously unaffiliated share of the population in America, consisting of people who describe their religious identity as either atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular, now stands at 26%, up from 17% in 2009. Another statistic that shows the decline in religion shows that both Protestantism and Catholicism are experiencing losses in population share. Clearly, as a society, we're slowly edging away from religious beliefs and practices, at least those of a theistic nature, right? However, in my opinion, these statistics are quite worrying, because I would say as you study more religious texts and more religions and their doctrines, you start to realize that it is these same texts that protect our youth. We're no longer shielded and protected from such questions about the human condition, for example. Simply put, these are characteristics of human existence, such as one's purpose, value, or meaning, thus given the term the human condition. I would say Christianity is a perfect example where Christians are told that their meaning and purpose was designated to them from or through God, and that they have an intrinsic value due to being God's creations. This is where the scary bit comes in. As secularism grows, we'll start to see a much more evident breakdown of one's conditions, their values, and their meaning, their purpose as well. All of these will now be left to the subject, solely and completely for that person to decide. Think of it like this, I would say. So you're thrown onto a ship and told to steer the ship. So of course you'll ask, to where, right? Exactly. That's how looking for one's meaning feels like. You'll keep sailing until you find land. The human condition is a state of mind that is inevitably depressing. And how can a young mind come to terms with the meaning of life or their purpose when they've barely experienced life in itself? Essentially, they'll have no drive to do anything. They'll fall into an existential nihilistic state of thought, damaged by what they do not understand. The framework of religion, you see, was not for us to come to the conclusion to not question. Right? The framework of religion was for us not to question, only because religion understood that we can't handle the answers. Thank you.